Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, and our listeners of Sirius FM, we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to our fiqh program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence According to the Four Schools of Thought. Today's date is the 22nd of Dhul Qadah, 1443, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 23rd of June, 2022. We have connected with our Mufti Sahib, who is currently in the Eastern Cape. Let's welcome our Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum. Mawlana Zahid Khan, jazakallahu khairan. I'm currently in East London, mashallah, by Dr. Hafiz, our Ismail Mullah's place. Let me just go downstairs, inshallah, to be clearer, and then I can do the program with you, inshallah. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, we can hear you clearly.
All right, perfect. Bismillah.
Ji, Mufti Sahib, our topic today is on Hajj. So the 5 days of Hajj, Mufti Sahib, can just give us an introduction. Where does this journey begin?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, when a person is embarking on the journey of Hajj and Umrah, our intention is to be very, very clear, and the money we use must be halal and tayyibah. And we explained to you about Madina Munawwara, about Umrah already. Now you are performing Tamattu Hajj. So after your Umrah, you will be in your normal clothes and husband and wife can be together and so forth. So what are you going to do till you wait till the 8th of Zulhijjah? Then three things we need to do. Read Quran Sharif as much as possible. Then on the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah, you complete your Quran Sharif in Maidan-e-Arafah, in the plains of Arafat. And then you make your du'as. Inshallah, your du'as will be accepted. So that is one thing one should do. Spend one's leisure time in the pleasure of Allah. Second, the only place in the world a person can perform tawaf is the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So the best thing is that the person goes and performs tawaf as much as possible. Man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra kharaja min zunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. A person who performs 50 tawafs, this is in your normal clothes now, and these will be nafil tawaf. You make intention for the whole ummah from the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the last baby to be born and pass away with Iman and Islam, or from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time right till the last baby to be born and pass away with Iman and Islam. So make intention of 50 tawaf. One tawaf is 7 circuits, 7 round, and then you perform the 2 rakat salat. Man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra kharaja min zunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. You come out from your sins so pure and cleansed like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. And third point, one is Quran Sharif, one is the tawaf, and third one is Surah 22, Surah Hajj, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whosoever makes intention, only intention, of deviation and zulm and oppression and vices and sin, نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, we will unleash a painful, terrible, horrible punishment for that person there. So it shows that how important it is that whilst we are in Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, the Haram area, that we control and guard our eyes, our tongue, our ears, everything, because just an intention, remember, has such consequences. What about the person who commissions and perpetrates this crime and these vices? Allah mahfazna min, Allah protect us all. So therefore, Hujjaj Baytullah, it is a special month, a special occasion, a special place. Everything is special. And we are then to Yuf al-Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah in Medina Munawwara, the Yuf al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mehman and the guest of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine that what it is supposed to do. So we must behave in that manner as well.
So Mufti Sahib, which is the first day the Haji will don the ihram?
Remember that now the month of Zulhijjah will start, and we don't know what the Munsami's day in Saudi Arabia will decide. But you see, today is Thursday, and next week, Thursday night, we will scan the sky, and then inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, the moon will be sighted, it's 37 hours plus minus, and in that way there, inshallah, that 1st of July, next week Friday, will be 1st Zulhijjah. So when the 1st of Zulhijjah starts, then there are special laws. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whosoever man ra'a minkum hilala zilhijjah, whosoever of you saw the new moon, the crescent of Zulhijjah, wa arada ahadukum an yudahiya, and you made intention of your qurbani, your annual Bakri Eid, Eid al-Adha, qurbani, udhiya, which we discussed in detail last week. And that qurbani can be done in any part of the world during the 10th, 11th, 12th of Zulhijjah. So that annual qurbani, Eid al-Adha, qurbani, Bakri Eid, qurbani can be done in any part of the world. So then, فَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّ مِنْ شَعْرِهِ وَأَزْفَارِهِ شَيْئًا. He should not clip his nails or remove unwanted hair and so forth. So do all that next week, Thursday, inshallah. And in that way, you know, then you are safe. So that is sunnah. And then remember that the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah are so or such auspicious nights. Wal fajri wa layalin ashr. Almighty Allah takes an oath on these nights. So the fasting of the first 10 day, the first 9 days is kasiyam sanatin. You get the reward of fasting for one whole year. And the night wa qiyamiha ka qiyami laylatil qadri. As though as we made ibadat on the night of majesty, destiny. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So therefore, we should make qadr of these occasions. Now for you, Baytullah, the Hujjaj Baytullah, you are in the best place and one of the greatest months of Islam and so forth. So therefore, keep our tongue moist. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Any zikr like that you should read. La ilaha illallah, all that inshallah abundantly. Thereafter, now will come the 8th. Of Zulhijjah. So that night there, the night of the 8th, the morning of the 8th, you take your ghusl and you know wear your ihram. Now you know how to fasten ihram. And then you made intention for Umrah only when you came from Medina Munawwara. Now on the morning of the 8th or the night of the 8th, you will make intention for Hajj only. Remember, you are performing Tamattu Hajj. So Tamattu Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 196. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. Whosoever performs the Mattu Hajj, meaning first Umrah, then Hajj, then you have to slaughter the Hadi, and that is what our people call the Meshukar. So that animal for Hajj must be slaughtered in Makkah or Mina, and remember the time is also limited, the 10, 11, 12. So that is what we should take cognizance of. And remember, this is the Mattu Hajj. Then after sunrise, whether you're in Makkah or Aziziya, then you will proceed from there straight to Mina. If you open Hadith of Jabir al-Tawil, the long, lengthy Hadith of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, and then mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, various compilations, and Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya, Shaykh al-Hadith, Dawalallahu al-Qadha, wrote a whole book on that Hadith. Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, excellent masterpiece. In 3 days, Shaykh Rahimahullah wrote this book here. So this eighth day, the first day of Hajj, is eighth day of Zulhijjah, is known as Yawm al-Tarwiyah. That is the day of quenching the thirst. So what will happen is that how when we want to go on a long journey, Johannesburg, Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town, Johannesburg, East London, Port Elizabeth, so we will check the petrol, the diesel, whatever it is, the oil, the air and everything. So they, the Hujjaj, they would ensure that the camels are well fed and, you know, they gave them sufficient water and so forth, because after 3 days only they'll come back to Mina. So that's why it's called Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day of quenching the thirst. So that is the first day. So you're going to depart. Remember reading Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Inna Alhamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk La Sharika Laka. And you will go from Makkah Azizia to Mina after sunrise. People will go walking and many people will go by bus. So it depends where you are. If nearby, then you just take a walk. And if you are old, sickly or whatever you, then you go by bus. And in that way, you will arrive there. This is the first day of Hajj, the 8th of Zulhijjah. This first day, everything is sunnah. To go to Mina is sunnah. To read the 5 daily salat days, also sunnah. So meaning that on the 8th, you remember that your zuhur, your asr, your maghrib, your isha, you spend the night there and your fajr. So all this day is sunnah. And it is like a introductory day. And to prepare people, to prepare that now 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million people, like in 1992 Hajj, there were 4 million people there, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the largest and biggest recorded crowd in the history of Hajj from the time of immemorial. Never did they have such a big crowd. So all this you will do, and that's the first day. Now the first day, remember, people are now excited. We're going to Mina and so forth. But remember, everything is a sunnah. So if a person must his salat day in Mina and he read it in Makkah, so it's no dumb or anything, because it's considered a sunnah. But obviously best is the person should be reading his 5 salat day in Mina, the Zohar, the Asr, the Maghrib, the Isha and Fajr, and then you'll continue your journey. So that is what is important. So how, what do we do during that first day? You will continue with your tilawat of Quran Sharif, you will continue with your labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, and control your eyes, ears, tongue, everything. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, what are the qualities of the Hujjaj? He said, ifsha'u salam, that you must make salam to one another. It'amu ta'am, you must feed the people. And then, layinul kalam, speak politely, courteously, with respect to people, because we're in ihram, in the state of consecration, and so forth. So we try and practice on ifsha'u salam, that is, you make salam, the men to the men, the women to the women. And it's amu ta'am. So mashallah, when we used to go with the groups, we used to announce any currency you can give. And we appoint somebody there that, you know, as a treasurer, or 2-3 people or one person. And then mashallah, we get the youngsters after Asr, after Maghrib, we tell them, go and give all the Hujjaj. They are so thirsty, they so hungry, they perspiring. And in that way there, this will come and your mizani hasanatikum, in your book of deeds on the day of justice. So remember that then we should collect 20, 30, 40,000 riyals for the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Because people now have the money and they want to spend it on the poor, poor Hujjaj. People are just waiting. Somebody must bring water, juice, tea, fruit, whatever it is. So that is an excellent action to do there in Mina. So that will be the first day of Hajj, Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day of quenching one's thirst.
Mufti Sahib, what is the 9th day of Hajj called and what are the series of events on that day?
Remember that the 9th is the day of Arafah, Yawm Arafah. And you will leave now Mina after sunrise, that is the sunnah. But before you do so, a new ibadat starts. And that is on the morning of the 9th. And you are there in Mina. You read your Fajr Salat in Mina, and then you will be reading Labbaik. And with Labbaik, you will read the Takbir at Tashriq. So it will start on the 9th day after Fajr. Allah Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So remember, that is what you will be doing on the 9th. And then after sunrise, that you will leave and depart from the Mina and you go to Arafat. So we should remember that as well. Now the question arises from the whole world. Why did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala choose Arafat? That Arafat is such an important Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi, Al-Hajju Arafah, that remember Hajj is Arafah. So it means that a person will now enter into Arafat and make wukuf there. Therefore, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah said, هذا الحديث أم المناسك, that this hadith here is the mother of all the actions of Hajj, meaning that a person will now be such that remember that when he enters Arafat, then his Hajj will be complete and so forth. So meaning the most important action of Hajj will be complete. Although you got Tawaf Ziyarat to do, you got other actions to do and so forth and so on. So remember that when you come there in the morning, then what we tell the Hajis, have your breakfast, everything and relax. And we tell the men that they must just look for a nice bathroom or toilet and so forth. And they just take a 2-liter bottle, 5-liter bottle, leave the lower portion of their haram on, remove the top upper portion, and just pour water on yourself as it is so hot there. And then to take ghusl in Arafat is sunnah for the men as well. Then what you do is that you're going to read Zuhur and Asr. Now here we need to understand there are 3-4 different issues here. One is that what happens at Masjid Namira. So first we go to the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you study Hajjatul Wida, then you will find Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered the khutbah, performed salat, and all that took place at Batn-e Urana. And then the master alayhi salatu salam came into Arafat and then made the wukuf, make dua for 5 hours plus minus. So we find Batn-e Urana, technically speaking, is out of Arafat. So therefore, if you go to Masjid Namira, you will see we've been there several times during Hajj. So that masjid can accommodate over 100,000 people. And the Grand Mufti normally from 1981 to 2015, so plus minus 35 years, from 81 right up to 2015. He, this current Grand Mufti, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh, he used to deliver the khutbah and read salat. But now from 2016 onwards, the past 7 years, 8 years, so they have different sheikhs coming and they deliver the khutbah and perform the salat and so forth. So that is one issue you should remember. So if you go inside Masjid Namira from one wall to the other wall, you will find that different flags for the different languages. So in that way, to tell the Hajis that this is the place, that is Arafat, and this one is out of Arafat. So that is inside the masjid. They got all the boards there in different languages. So when we used to get in there, we used to try and read Salat, the man right in front. And then after that, you come at the back. And remember that you don't go to your camp and your tent and all that, and you just keep water or juice with you, and you make wukuf inside Masjid Namira. So that was very good. When you don't have to worry about, you know, groups and that, you are alone, you or your wife and so forth. But now, since we have to worry of groups and all that, so we go to our camp, we go to our tent and so forth, and then after that, the imam will deliver the khutbah, and then the Zuhur rakah, Salat 2 rakats, and Asr Salat 2 rakats, and then finish. And then people just disperse to various directions. And then that is beamed across the world and all that, the khutbah and the salat of Arafat and so forth. Nevertheless, so nowadays everybody goes 90%, 80% to their respective camp and tent. So then in the morning we tell them to rest. When the Zuhur time starts, somebody will give azan, and then we combine the salat, Zuhur and Asr. And this combining of salat is according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's two greatest students, Sahibin, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, they say also you must combine, even though you are reading in your camp and tent, and there's no problem with that. However, Imam Abu Hanifa said, no, that you must read Zuhr in Zuhr time and Asr in Asr time. So that is the verdict of Imam Abu Hanifa only. So we should not confuse issues here. So we used to combine, and mashallah, 90% combine. And if anybody wants to read Asr time, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock, we make arrangement for that. There are a few brothers there to read, we appoint an imam and so forth. So what you're going to do the whole afternoon? The whole afternoon is dua, 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 dua. So why is this so important? Remember the following facts that I'm mentioning now. Ma min nabiyin illa waqad hajja. Every nabi, every prophet, every messenger selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala performed hajj. Every nabi from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam right up to Nabi Yuna wa Habibuna wa Shafiuna, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Arafat. And the dua mentioned in Tirmidhi, Du'a'i wa du'a'ul anbiya min qabli. This is my dua. And the dua and supplication of the Prophet's messengers who came before me. So that was La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So that is what we need to learn and by heart and memorize and teach our people what to read there before they start making their own dua. And remember, if I told you to complete your Quran Sharif before you start making your dua. Now one question arises from the whole world. Why did Almighty Allah choose Arafat? There must be some rationale, some wisdom behind this. You see, we were in the womb of our mother. So that is, now the janin, the fetus is in Alame Arham, the mother's womb. Then we come into dunya, and then we pass away, we go to barzakh, the interspace. And thereafter we go to akhirat, and that is jannat and so forth, or jahannam, Allah forbid. So here we must remember, before dunya, we were there in alam arwah. So we were in that world of, remember, souls and spirit, and that happened. That Alastu bi Rabbikum, Almighty Allah took a pledge, a covenant from us. So this pledge and covenant, remember, that was, they took place there in Arafat. And how do we know this? The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. So like how our car license, vehicle license, whatever, every year you have to, you must remember, renew it. So here we go and we renew our pledge, our covenant. So when we go with the Hujjaj, I tell them, repeat after me, Anta Rabbuna. Anta Rabbuna, Anta Rabbuna. Ya Allah, you are our sustainer, you are our nourisher, you are our provider. Our shop, our job, our factory, our surgery, whatever. All that is sabab-e zahiri, the superficial reason. But it is your infinite grace, mercy that you are using, that we get nourished, we get sustained, we get provided for, all that. So that is what it is. Some people get more, some people get less. That is divine command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is why Arafat is so important. So Arafat, remember that in Arafat, when we leave sunset time, now you're going to read Maghrib and Isha, there in Muzdalifah. So when you leave, O Muslim, when you leave Arafat, O Hujjaj, Baytillah, you must leave with such a positive frame of mind. Ya Allah, I made so much tawbah. I cried and I begged you, Ya Allah. And now before sunset, you have already forgiven me. So when we leave after sunset, we are sure that Allah Jalla Wala is infinite mercy and grace. He has forgiven us. So that is a very, very important. And one more thing about Arafat, you should know that Arafat is called Arafat. That's because Nabi Adam alayhi salam recognized Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha there. So we must make qadr of it. With every minute, every moment, with my own eyes, I saw people, South Africans, some of them playing cards in Arafat, some of them just sleeping, some of them joking, wasting time. Imagine Arafat you will get, and nowadays with these shaitans running the system there. So people from London, people from America, people from Canada, everyone complaining that these people are so incompetent and so forth. So now they got a lottery system. So this lottery system is haram, first of all. But in a case like this, what will happen is that when we leave Arafat with a positive frame of mind, and then your Hajj will be accepted. So that second day, remember, is known as Yom Arafah, and that is the most important day of Hajj, mashallah.
Mufti Saab, just a quick question on this day of Arafah. Which is the important times that the Hajj has to be in Arafah?
Remember that you should try and be in Arafat before the Zuhr time starts and so forth, because Wukuf time starts after Istiwa. Once the sun moves from the zenith, then it continues. And to stay there in Arafat right till sunset is wajib, compulsory. But for Wukuf purposes, it carries on, it starts on the 10th. And that is at Subah Sadiq, that is the true dawn. And it will end, remember, also at Subah Sadiq, so the next day. So that the whole afternoon you got the whole night. And you see some people, they came for Hajjatul Wida, but they got lost. They didn't know where to go and so forth. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam explained to them the hadith in Ibn Majah, if you were here, so for example today, Thursday is Yom Arafah. If you were here today, this afternoon, your Hajj is done. You were there that night, so remember, like tonight. So then your Arafat is done. And till tomorrow, Subah Sadiq, the true dawn, so that will be the mercy of Allah, that Allah extended it, remember. See one jewel of tafsir, Yemon Zaid, Nukte Kibat. Normally in Islam, the night precedes the day. So we say, according to our calendar year in South Africa, today is the 22nd of Zulqa'dah. So when the sun sets, so it will usher in what day? The 23rd. Is that correct or not?
Si.
Right. But see, Allah Ta'ala says, wal fajri wa layalin ashr. So they all met Allah in chapter 89 is telling us, Qasam of the 10 nights. So why? To show us that these 10 nights are one of the greatest nights and so forth. And therefore, you must make qadr of it and appreciate it. So therefore, that night is the day of Arafat. The day starts after Maghrib, but remember, it will not stop at Isha time or Maghrib time. It will continue right till that is the morning of Subah Sadiq. So on the 10th, so once till there. So anytime you come in there, so your wukuf is done for Arafat. So that is the mercy of Allah. So nobody misses the wukuf of Arafat. Wukuf means to stand and to be present there in Arafat in the state of consecration, in the state of the Ihram.
Mufti Saab, before we go on our break, I thought Mufti Saab was going to say when Nabi Adam alayhi salam met Hawa alayhi salam on the plains of Arafat, so therefore it is a moment also we must appreciate our wives.
Remember that here there are two, three issues. Number one is normally when people speak of Hajj, they make one common mistake. Even the ulama, they say that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha came down and then they cried and cried and cried and their tawbah got accepted. If you look at the Quran Sharif, not one, several places, that is not 100% correct. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about them, that they are the ones, remember, that they learned which words to read. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. So all that they learned in Jannah, and they read all that in Jannah in paradise. When their tawbah was already accepted for Taba Alay, thereafter all met Allah said, قُلْنَا هَبِتُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Now you go down. Look at the usloob, the methodology of the Quran. So Allah Ta'ala already forgave them in Jannah, in paradise. And then قُلْنَا هَبِتُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا took place. So not the other way around as people think. Remember, there's a common error people make nowadays. And that they met in Arafat, and that is not proven also in authentic hadith. It's proven in the history books and this type of things there. So these two incidents, we must not be 100% that say it's a hadith or something. We must say that that one is 100% is Quran, that Allah Ta'ala forgave Nabi Adam, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha, they in Jannah, and then they were sent, they were transferred to this world. That is 100%. But the story that they made dua in Arafat because of a mistake, and that's not right. Because they were forgiven already. So therefore, we must not go and confuse the issues and so forth. To us, remember that we say that every day when it is Arafat day, then the whole afternoon is du'as, du'as, du'as. And you say which are the best time, then remember we will say the time in the afternoon, evening, that is the time when husband and wife can make du'a together and so forth and so on.
Esteemed listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'i and Sirius FM, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Saab, the next question is on the 10th. What are the series of events on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah?
Remember, we're still busy with Arafat now. So Arafat is on the 9th. So when the sun sets, so remember you have 1 million minimum, 2 million, 3 million people. All have to leave at one time, basically. And they're going to leave Arafat after sunset. And now they're going to go to their destination is Muzdalifah. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتِينَ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ إِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. So when you leave Arafat, you have to remember Almighty Allah at Mash'ari al-Haram. Mash'ari al-Haram is Muzdalifah. So remember that in those days, the good old days, then we had never worried anybody. So myself, my wife, our small group, whoever, we used to go walking exactly 1 hour, 1 1/4 hour from Arafat. We are there in Muzdalifah. And that the atmosphere was an electric atmosphere. Subhanallah. You just feel the vibe, young, old, all people overtaking you, and 80 years old, 70 years old, and everybody reading one, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la, because it's night time now. So labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. Then you get some group, the Arabs especially, mashallah, Allah give them hidayat, they would wake the ummah up. And they would read takbir, because to read takbir is also very good at that time there. Because the next day is Eid day. Zayyinu ayadakum bit takbir, the hadith in Tabarani. So they would come and say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. So all that, and then 1 hour, 1.5 hour, we day in Muzdalifah, and then wherever you find place, then you just park up there in Muzdalifah. But with the bus, most of the time, that it will take you 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours sometimes. Because you see, now this is their organized chaos of the Saudis. So they say, oh, we made all the facilities. But then the first people to go has to be the king's guest. Then the second group to go has to be the crown prince guest. Then the third people to go has to be this prince, that prince, their guest. Then you get all the Rabita Alim Islami and this one. So we ordinary Hajis, we all stuck in our passes. Sometimes one whole hour passes, you never move 1 inch also. It happened many times like that. So therefore, I would tell all the Hajis, see, before we leave Arafat to go Muzdalifah, please, after sunset, all of you go to the bathroom, everything does that. This journey can take 1 hour. Sometimes we reach there in 1 hour with the bus, but that is seldom. And majority of the time, it takes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. By the time you reach there, is midnight or past midnight and so forth. That is now Muzdalifah. That is my bus we're still talking about. Walking 1 hour, 2 hours, you're there already. Maximum 2.5, 3 hours. You walk very slow. But otherwise, 1 hour, 1.5 hour, you are there inside comfortably. Now when you reach there in Muzdalifah, so what are you going to do? So you have to do 3, 4 things. Number one is you have to read your Maghrib and Isha Salat. Everybody agrees. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis, that we read our Asr Salat, our Zohar Asr we read in Arafat. So our Maghrib Salat and Isha Salat. So Maghrib Salat we read that is there in Muzdalifah, and Isha Salat we read there in Muzdalifah, and then you read your Sunnah, Witr and so forth. So that's one thing all the Hajis do. So what we do, we get all the men, we make Jamaat, we tell the ladies they must read on their own. So that is, remember, combine the Salat and everything. So that's one. Two, if you study, now this is a very nukta, you know, nukta kibat. If you study Hudu Anni Manasikakum, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take from me your actions regarding Hajj and so forth. So if you study all the hadith, so Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Abdullah ibn Abbas. So the master alayhi salatu salam read Isha 8 o'clock, Abbas 8, 9 o'clock, right? And they read Maghrib, Isha, everything. So he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent Abdullah bin Abbas. He was a young boy, young person. He was not even baligh and mature, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, during Hajjatul Wida, walam yahtalim. Told him, go fetch the pebbles. So he brought 7 pebbles. So this is the masla, we must understand, because people confuse themselves and blow their other people's fuses also. So that night, to pick up 7 pebbles is sunnah, the night in Muzdalifah. But I myself, we will tell people, pick up 49 pebbles or pick up 70 pebbles. So because people today lazy, then afterwards they won't pick up and so forth. So what we must know is 3 maslas here. We are now in Muzdalifah still. So in Muzdalifah, you read your Salat. Now you have to worry about your pebbles. So to pick up 7 pebbles is sunnah. If you want a reference, open Ibn Majah, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Jalanu's name is mentioned there. He picked up the 7. So that's sunnah. We say pick up 49 pebbles. Why? On the 10th, you're going to pelt the one big shaitan, the symbolic shaitan, Jamra Papa. Then 11th and 12th. So 11th, 12th, you will need 21, 21. And on the 10th, you will need 7. So minimum 49. And if you're staying, and this is another thing we encourage, don't make 5-day Hajj, make 6-day Hajj. So mashallah, now you find people, they're sending messages to me, you know, how much shukr we must make. We were with you this year, that year, and you told us stay for 6-year Hajj. Now we understand the benefit of it. Look at the Hajis, how they're struggling now. They can't even go, and lot of stories. So make that intention, you will stay. So if you're going to stay 6-day Hajj, for the 13th as well, then you pick up 70 pebbles. So why? For the 10th, you will need 7, and then 11, 12, 13, 21, 21, 21, so that's 63, and the 7 will make it 70. So that is what you should remember. So anyway, you pick up all these pebbles then Muzdalifah. Thereafter, this is called Mabit and Muzdalifah. We mustn't confuse the terms. People confuse the terms. Mabit and Muzdalifah means that you rest, you sleep in Muzdalifah. So you reach there 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you did all this, now sleep and rest there. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the early part of the morning, as soon as Fajr time entered, then read the Fajr Salat and made Hukuf in Muzdalifah. Yesterday we made Hukuf of Arafat. Now in Muzdalifah, we will make the Hukuf of Muzdalifah after the Fajr Salat. But we also have to take cognizance of the fact that the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, they say for the women, the children, the old people, the people who are sickly and so forth, after midnight they can leave and they can go. Remember that. So today, nowadays, you know, people just wait for confession. So 90%, 80%, if you're sleeping, resting in Muzdalifah on your Hajj mat, you know that Haji mat they got, then upper 11, 12, you will hear all the buses starting up with the diesel now. And you know what a record they make. And you will just hear all the fumes coming. You must remember that. Because now they're going to leave. So that is for Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. So they go. They leave after midnight. And now they're going to go to Mina. So Gunjai say it is permissible. Hanafi say no, you must stay there. And you must stay there in Muzdalifah. You read your Fajr Salat there. And you make hukuf of Muzdalifah. And that is wajib according to the Hanafis to make hukuf as well. So That now the first day of Hajj, we left from Makkah or Azizia to Mina after sunrise. When we left from Mina to Arafat after sunrise. Now the third day, the morning of the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, so when we leave from Muzdalifah, so we're going to leave before sunrise as far as possible. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we must oppose what the mushrikeen used to do. The mushrikeen, they used to wait for the sun to rise and then they used to go. Because they used to worship all these idols and all. But now the transport is not in our hands, but at least make that intention. If you're walking, it's easy. So before sunrise, you leave already. But with the bus and so forth. Now what we used to do, that because the Hajis are tired and exhausted and lot of stories, you know. So we should go with the bus, but we don't go to Mina. We go straight back to Azizia from Muzdalifah. So when we go there, people are still in Ihram. So remember that the whole morning they must rest. So they can sleep, they can have breakfast, sleep, everything. Then 10, 11 o'clock, we will get the groups now. Now we start moving into Mina. Now here you must give the Saudi government, you know, what is right. We must praise them. They got buses running free of charge. You just jump in a bus and they take you right next to the Jamarat, you see. So that's a good service. But people don't know about it. So we know, so we just get all the old people, all of them, we put them in the bus and they drop us there. So right next to the Jamarat. And you only have to pay that. Now remember the law, you see the golden rule regarding the shaitan and the symbolic shaitan. Big shaitan, you never make dua by him. You just pelt, you smile and you walk away. You mustn't make dua there. Never Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make dua there. No on the 10th, no 11th, no 12th, no 13th. So you pelt the big shaitan, this is on the 10th, finish. Thereafter you slaughter. So slaughtering also, before we could go to the abattoir, and that nowadays the agents, they include it in the package and then they go and they slaughter, or they go to the farm and they slaughter there. Then you know with SMS, they will send you a message or WhatsApp and tell you that your your hadi, your dhamme shukr is done and so forth. When we used to go, we used to make qurbani also. We tell them one we will pay for because the other one is paid in a package. So we make qurbani. They also, you get more reward. So the difference between Hadi and Dhamme Shukar is the same. Our people call Dhamme Shukar, Quran call it Hadi. And annual Qurbani, Bakri Eid, that you can do in any part of the world. But this animal here for Tamattu, Qiran, Hajj must be done there in Mina or Makkah and so forth. So in the Haram area, you can't do it away. So first you're pelting, then you're slaughtering, and thereafter you shave the hair. Once everything is done, then you can shave your own hair also. You don't have to go to the barber. The barbers will charge you 40, 50 riyals. If you know how to, you just take your razor and just cut to finish you out of ihram. For the men, the hadith, remember, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, various, Rahim Allah, al-muhalliqin, the men, they must shave their hair. When you shave the hair, Allah's mercy comes on you thrice. And you make taqseer, you only trim your hair, then once. For the ladies, now you ladies, you pelted already, your animal is slaughtered, you don't have to wait for your husband, father, brother, son. Dad, you just take a scissor, you go in your room where nobody can see you, no strange man. You just take your hair, turn it around your finger, 1 inch, and you cut. Now you're out of ihram. You can do it yourself. So now you're out of ihram. So now everything is halal beside husband-wife relationship. So when I give lectures there in Makkah and Mina and that, I say, that remember before you make ziyarat of your wife, you must go make tawaf ziyarat, you see. So this tawaf ziyarat you will make in your normal clothes now. Because you finish cut your hair, so you're out of the haram, you take a nice bath, you can use soap, you can use shampoo, you can use everything now. All the restrictions are gone. And then, so now you got option 10th, 11th, 12th, you can make tawaf ziyarat, tawaful ifada, Shafi is, Malik is called it. So the 10th day is busy. Therefore, for the Hujjaj, there's no Eid Salat. When he, Habibuna Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, performed Hajj, he did not make it. The Master did not make, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Eid Salat. But the locals in Makkah, so they make, you understand. But But remember, if I know one, two time, we were early in Makkah. So one day the bus took the wrong road. So we ended up in Makkah and we were there for Eid Salat. So sometimes all this happens by default also, by mistake, you know. That because the police say, Mamnu, Mamnu, you know how the police they are. That Mamnu, Mamnu, you can't come this road, go that road. So he took other road, he took us straight to Makkah. This is before pelting, before your slaughtering, before your shaving and all that. So you did Eid Salat if you get, but it's not compulsory. So that is now the third day. So the third day is very, very busy. People are tired and exhausted, the heat, the crowd, all these things there. Yeah? And everywhere in the world, if it is the 10th, then they will be making their udhiyah, their qurbani, and so forth and so on. So now everything is finished. You must remember that. So the 8th day is called Yom Tarwiyah. The 9th day is called Yom Arafah. The 10th day is called Yom Nahar, your slaughtering day. Other people call Yom Eid. For the Hajis, Yom Nahar, like that. Then the 11th, 12th, 13th is called Ayyam Tashriq. Tashriq, Ayyam means the days, and Tashriq means the days of tanning. You take the skin, the hide. This morning in the news I gave that now China and South Africa are cutting deals. South Africa is sending to them the hide of the donkeys. So now maybe they want to take donkeys from here also there. You know, South Africa will export it to them and so forth. So I said, there's no shortage of donkeys here. They can take all the donkeys and this type of things there because they eat everything, the Chinese. They eat snakes and they eat dogs and they eat everything. Swine is their favorite deal. So they've got a lot of donkeys there. They can take that. So now that is what is meant by Tashriq. So Tashriq means that you got the skin, the hide, and you do the tanning process. So then you're going to do the Tawaf Ziyarat, perform it on the 10th, 11th, 12th. After Tawaf Ziyarat, Tawaf Ulifada, you read two rakats and you make Sa'i, Safa Marwa in normal clothes. Then you sleep. On the night of the 11th, 12th, is wajib to sleep there in Mina, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Ambali's, Hanafi's, the Sunnat Muqaddah, and so forth. But our people, they look for loophole, you know. Now, majority go sleep in Azizia. Or nowadays, they're putting them in Muzdalifah. These are these people, you know, Saudis. Allah give them hidayat. People must pay so much, but they sleep in the wrong place. So anyway, so many Hajis will sleep this year in Muzdalifah and all that. So anyway, all that is done now. So now you are finished. So you must just pelt all three Jamarats, all three Shaitan on the 11th, on the 12th, after Zawar, after Istiwa Shams, in the afternoon, not morning. So all four schools agree on that. So we go Asr time, after Asr, after Maghrib. If we go after Maghrib also, it's fine. So in that way there, that you pelt. The small one you pelt, then you make dua. The medium one you pelt, then you make dua. Big one, no dua. 11th, then 12th. If you're staying for 13th, same thing, after, in the afternoon you go, and then you take your luggage with you. Because now Hajj is finished then. And then only one thing left, la yanfiranna ahadun minkum hatta yakuna akhir ahadi bil bayt. So then you must make tawaful wida. For you ladies, you must know this is compulsory. That tawaful ziyara, tawaful ifada is compulsory. But if you are in your menses, then tawaful wida will then fall away. Allah Jalla Wala allowed it and let it happen so that this will be a lesson for humanity and posterity. When they entered, just before Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Nabi and the Sahaba entered Makkah, there in Sarif, just 30 kilos, 25 kilos away, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, her napaki, her menses started. So she made intention for Umrah, she couldn't perform Umrah. So what happened was, she changed her niyat from Tamattu to Ifrad Hajj. So what Hajj she performed? Ifrad, only Hajj. And the Umrah fell away. And thereafter, when they had to leave on the night of the 14th, you know, if you know Makkah and Mina and this area, Azizia, so they in Azizia, where they got Bin Dawood, Dawood Mota, we call him, then the Shisha branch. So that area is called Muhassab, is called Tahsib. In that area, there Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the 14th night, the night of the 14th of Dhul Hijjah. And then the message came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وسلم that she, Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha, her napaki menses started. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ahabi suna here, is she going to prevent us? Then Nabi alayhi wa sallam asked, did she perform tawaful ifada, tawaful zayah? I said, yes. Then he said, idhan fanfiri, fine, no problem. So tawaful wida, that is saqit, is waved off, and then on the night of the 14th, they departed. But before that, now 13 day finishes, so the days of Hajj are finished now, Tashriq days are finished, Umrah season opens again. So Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha came, she was crying. Ma yubkiki, why are you crying? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see all these wives, they made Umrah and Hajj, but I made Hajj only. But I didn't perform Umrah. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fine, you take your brother Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu sahabi, and you go with him, and he will perform with you the Umrah, and thereafter you come back. So that is why she performed. So her Hajj was Ifrat. And they are, so meaning slaughtering of the animal is not compulsory in Ifrat. In Qiran, Tamattu compulsory. So thereafter she performed the Umrah. Others perform Umrah, then Hajj. So that is what happened. This is the sequence of events. And in the ending, now the Master alayhi salam is leaving and setting the system for humanity, posterity. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Allahumma ij'allu hajjan la riya'a fiha wala sum'a. Ya Allah, obviously Nabi alayhi salam's Hajj is accepted, but to set the precedent for me and you. So the Master alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, make it such a Hajj, la riya'a fiha, that it must not be riya, to impress the eyes of people, wala sum'a, and not to impress the ears of people. Beautiful, wonderful dua. So we make dua for all the hujjaj. Yesterday also somebody contacted me, so I told him I'm rushing for salat, you know, yesterday before yesterday. He said, no, 2 seconds and all that, please. So I asked, okay, quickly speak. He said, no, we forgot to make istilam, you know, that from the day. Now what happened? I said, nothing happens. Your umrah is done, your tawaf is done, don't worry about it. So sometimes our people, because they don't know, they get very worried and so forth, you know. And our South Africans got one thing. Anything we do wrong, we say, I'll pay them. I say, by the time you finish, your Hajj will be dam calendar Hajj, you know, and this type of thing. So we must get out of that. Learn what to do properly and don't say, no, I'll smoke cigarette and then I'll give them. So by that is not Hajj there. That is looking for loopholes and this type of thing there. So learn the Hajj and try and do it the manner method the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. So we make dua for all the Hujjaj, all the Mu'tamirin, people performing Hajj, Umrah, Zahirin, those in Medina making ziyarat, make dua for us and the Ummah at large. And mashallah, that we also make dua for you. And I'm here by Dr. Hafiz Ismail Mullah's place. So mashallah, after Zohar, I'll be leaving for Queenstown, and there from one doctor to another doctor, there is Dr. Muhammad Makta, mashallah. So the program will be tonight after Isha, then tomorrow after Fajr, and then after Jumma program, and then we'll go to PE, inshallah. So that is our program. Make dua for us and the Ummah, make dua for Afghanistan. We know the tragedy they're going through. They say every street is mourning in Kabul and other parts. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant all the shuhadam and martyrs, Jannah Al-Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala grant all the families, the bereaved families, Sabri Jameel. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We will head on now with our news with Brother Yusuf Ali, and we will continue with the programs for the rest of the day. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.